Right, so the Madeleine, the vessel of the Freedom Flotilla, is now a mere 48 hours, give or take, from reaching the shores of Gaza. Aboard are 12 humanitarian activists, including climate campaigner Greta Thunberg, their mission being to break Israel's aid blockade on Gaza, deliver essential supplies, food, medical kits and the like, and bear witness to the dire humanitarian crisis afflicting more than 2 million people under siege, with no foreign eyes, no foreign journalists ever having been allowed in to document the reality of life in Gaza for the Palestinian people there. Yet as the Madeleine closes in, Israel has escalated its opposition. They haven't done this via standard military tactics, though. They haven't bothered with diplomatic pressure either. No, they've done something far more depraved than that. They've sent a flotilla of their own, it seems, a boat full of their own children, allegedly, according to said kids, to hunt down the aged, to find them, to saying they are coming for the Madeleine, and bearing a truly appalling message aimed specifically at Thunberg in large part. These children have appeared in what seems to be state-produced video messaging, condemning Thunberg for her involvement and declaring Israel to be the true victim here. It is a chilling development that Israel has now moved to weaponizing their own children, using them to frame Palestinians and activists as existential threats. It reveals a society that has become increasingly sick, desperate, and cruel. But when you consider what these kids get taught, it's no wonder we see generation after generation of Israelis taught to hate Palestinians as they do, because it's literally in their curriculum. Right, so having departed from Sicily a little over a week ago, the Madeleine set sail with a mission to take humanitarian aid to people being denied it, or risking their lives trying to access some from distribution centres that have been turned into kill zones instead, to break the siege in effect. The mission is framed not as political provocation, though Israel have certainly taken it that way, but as a response to an overwhelming humanitarian emergency. One where the World Food Programme has, for example, warned that nearly everyone in Gaza is acutely malnourished, with one in five now on the brink of starvation. En route, the Madeleine demonstrated practical solidarity by rescuing four Sudanese migrants who had jumped overboard to avoid Libyan authorities. These individuals were fleeing torture and abuse, only to be picked up by the flotilla before being transferred later to a Frontex vessel for safety. This rescue shows the humanitarian ethics guiding this mission, a refusal to abandon the vulnerable. It was their stated mission at the beginning, and their deviation was done in that same ethos, that same belief. Israel, however, has left no ambiguity. Its aid blockade is absolute, and no vessel, regardless of its humanitarian credentials, will be allowed to dock. Defence Minister Israel Katz stated the Madeleine is not just unwelcome, it must be forcibly stopped, saying, "I instructed the defence forces to prevent the Madeleine flotilla from reaching Gaza's shores. The state of Israel will not allow anyone to breach the naval blockade on Gaza. To the anti-Semitic Greta and her Hamas propaganda-speaking friends, I say clearly, you better turn around because you won't reach Gaza." He really is rocking that comic book supervillain vibe these days, isn't he? However, more shocking than military threats is Israel's decision to deploy its own children to serve as its immoral emissaries, as the case is, and propagandists. In what is a blatantly orchestrated act, not least because they filmed it, of course.
"We're the children of Israel. We're looking for Greta's boat. We have something to say to you all. Are you with me, guys?
Yes!
We're coming to get you.
Woo!
Children, say the truth. Greta Thunberg, when you were a child, you wanted the good, not the evil. You wanted to protect the world. How come you suddenly became a supporter of terror? You talk about genocide. How can you not condemn the horrors of October 7th? If you want to provide food to the people of Gaza, I suggest you condemn Hamas, because the truth is that Hamas is taking all the food from the people of Gaza, not Israel. And what about the hostages? Are you going to give them any food? I invite you to meet me, and I will show you what the children of Israel are going through. I hope that you will wake up and understand that you are on the wrong side of history. You know children always say the truth, and I hope that you will see that. Am Israel Chai."
Israeli propagandists releasing a video showing smiling, articulate children aboard a boat, delivering all the political messages that echo every soundbite of adult Israeli propaganda. They accuse Greta Thunberg of supporting terrorism. They claim Hamas is stealing food meant for the Palestinian people of Gaza, and challenge Thunberg to come meet Israeli children to see how they suffer, the implication being that their suffering is greater or of more importance than that of Gaza. These kids even assert that children always speak the truth. But what they call the truth the rest of the world sees for the pack of lies that sums up Israeli Hasbara. But more on that in a moment. There's no escaping the imagery of using children to deliver state-sanctioned talking points here, though, about terrorism and victimhood and prejudice that I certainly found to be extremely disturbing. How sick must a society be that it employs its own kids in such emotional warfare? It's far worse than just an exercise in PR, this, because this is weaponizing innocence. Israeli propagandists now putting the words of state messaging in the mouths of minors, implying that their blank slates, their innocence, validates the racist ideology of the adults. Pushing claims like Hamas steals the food, whilst evidence suggests otherwise, is right now a particularly desperate act of trying to keep on manipulating the narrative. Israel has now admitted that it is behind Daesh-aligned gangs responsible for looting aid intended for Gaza, a confession made amid public accusations from opposition leader Avigdor Lieberman aimed at Netanyahu himself. An excerpt from France 24's coverage of this story reads, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu admitted that Israel is supporting an armed group in Gaza that opposes the militant group Hamas, following comments by a former minister that Israel had transferred weapons to it. Israeli and Palestinian media have reported that the group Israel has been working with is part of a local Bedouin tribe led by Yasser Abu Shabab. The European Council on Foreign Relations, the EFCR, think tank, describes Abu Shabab as the leader of a criminal gang operating in the Rafah area that is widely accused of looting aid trucks. It's a known fact now, therefore, that Israel is behind the aid thefts in Gaza. Even more heart-wrenching is the video's taunt to Thunberg, though. Will you bring food to the hostages held in Gaza? Well, if you cut off aid for 3 months so that everyone in Gaza is literally starving, victims of Israel's blockade and siege as they are, that will surely include your hostages too. So how is Israel's blockade helping to get them back, therefore? These propagandized child performers echo all the usual reinforced messaging as well. Hamas steals the food. Palestine coddles terrorists. Israel's victims have it worse and deserve global solidarity. If you aren't on Israel's side, you're on the wrong side of history. When children chant such lines, they lose their innocence. They become vessels of propaganda. The state's choice to cultivate such messaging in children reflects a systematic entrenchment of hate, not tribute to innocence. This spectacle is not an isolated novelty at all either, though. Dissenting Israeli scholars have long documented how the Israeli education system systematically indoctrinates fear and hatred of Palestinians. In 2019, British investigative reporter Asa Wynne-Stanley reported on widespread negative stereotypes in Israeli textbooks, depicting Arabs as violent, underdeveloped and irrational. Nurit Pelid Elhanan, an Israeli scholar, notably argues that Israeli schoolbooks portray Palestinians as subhuman, a foundation for later violence during military service, which they all have to do. In her influential book, Palestine in Israeli Schoolbooks, Pelid Elhanan highlights how Palestinian figures are associated not with complex humanity, but with crime, violence, or fanaticism. The message repeated daily in schools is, therefore, Palestinians threaten Jewish existence. When these children, products of that style of education as they are, board boats or address global audiences then, they speak well-rehearsed lines. They don't speak truths. What they speak is regurgitated propaganda. Israel has institutionalized its own propaganda. High school students are required to pass an online government propaganda course before they're allowed to travel abroad, in effect reinforcing a Zionist and anti-Palestinian worldview. And this isn't just imposed on Jews either. Palestinian citizens in Israel have to learn and pass this course as well. By the age of 18, of course, Israeli youths will have been shaped into a worldview that equates Palestinian existence with existential threat to themselves. They mobilise not just mentally, but physically into IDF conscription at that point. Therefore, building on a military brand that is built on hate and fear and dominance that repeats generation after generation. Israel's official narrative centres on the Holocaust as well. Historical trauma that demands global empathy, absolutely rightly so too. But even this is weaponised in Israeli propaganda. As the historian Yehuda Bauer has warned, an unwavering Holocaust identity can be weaponized. With no modern Nazis to target, Zionist discourse has redirected Jewish fear towards the Palestinians, framing them as the new Nazis, framing them as wanting the eradication of Jewish people, and therefore teaching that they are engaged in wanting genocide against Jewish people. From a young age, propaganda is percolated into school memory, textbooks, and civic education. Instead of acknowledging Palestinian suffering, the Nakba, for example, or illegal Jewish occupation since 1967, Israel emphasizes Jewish victimhood, teaches that the Nakba is a lie, as we've seen Zionists often repeat, not least here in the UK, it having been uttered by the Israeli ambassador Zippy Hotovelli. But this then validates any violence or even non-democratic behaviour against Palestinians as acts of necessity, as being what they deserve, as Jewish self-defence. Children learn one story, Jews suffered. Therefore any action, blockade, occupation, collective punishment, becomes justified. The Madleen must be seen not just as a humanitarian voyage then, but as a deliberate political challenge to Israel's enforced siege. Israel responded militarily to previous flotillas, damaging the conscience with drones last month, as one for instance. But now with the Madleen, it has crafted a new response. An emotional one. Moral, from the mouths of babes, feigned innocence, because the Madleen is too high profile perhaps to target directly. The state hopes these children will undercut public sympathy by presenting this veneer of innocence. Look, even our children are suffering. But they aren't suffering like the children of Gaza are. And we've seen the images that don't lie. Unlike the regurgitated propaganda these Israeli kids are coming out with. Yet the Madleen remains steadfast, unarmed, transparent, law-abiding. Greta Thunberg and the rest of the crew pledge to document and expose any interception or aggression. They refuse to let Israeli state narratives, broadcast even by children, define their operation. Nurit Peled Elhanan and other dissident Israelis have concluded that Israel's settler colonialism can't meaningfully reform itself. Its education, its media, civic institutions, its identity are all interwoven with supremacist narratives. True democratization, let alone equality with Palestinians, is only going to come via external pressure, boycotts, sanctions, international solidarity. Israel is incapable of fixing itself without external intervention, and this is coming from some of their own people. That's damning. But far more believable than the messaging coming from these children on their boat. Peled Elhanan warns that Israel's future depends on whether its privileged Jewish population will willingly relinquish its dominance. She draws historical parallels to white South Africa. Apartheid collapsed not because the oppressor reformed, but because the world refused to finance and legitimize it. Many Israelis supported what was seen in apartheid South Africa because they identified with it, because they are the same. The Madleen offers a potential pressure point. Its journey slow, but it's visible, it's high profile, it's transparent, shines a spotlight on the siege as much as on Israeli brutality. It demands moral accountability from governments and global citizens alike. Who will speak for Gaza's starving children? Well, even now Israel are trying to silence them. The very latest news on the Madleen is that Israel had successfully hacked the Madleen's tracker, which many of us have been using to track the vessel's position, and extended the red line showing the vessel's movements to show that the Madleen was in the Jordanian capital of Amman somehow. Having checked the tracker myself again at the time I was writing this, it appears this may have been resolved, the Madleen being just off the Egyptian coast, almost south of Cyprus, and RAF Akrotiri. And the Madleen being a British-flagged vessel could do with some UK support, I'm sure. But Keir Starmer and UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy haven't mentioned the Madleen once. Yet any attack on it by Israel will be seen as a governmental failure on their part and will be frankly unforgivable. The Madleen's voyage is more than an aid mission. It's a moral vessel exposing an apartheid strategy built on siege, brainwashing and propaganda. Israel's response, particularly the use of children to deliver what is basically state messaging, reveals an unprecedented desperation, a state so ideologically strapped that it'll use its own children to defend its crimes. So if we care about justice and human dignity and truth, we must recognise these children not as innocent voices of suffering, but as witnesses to a system that uses indoctrination as a weapon. They are victims, but not in the way they are taught to be. We must support the Madleen now as they approach Gaza most of all, not just for its challenge to Israel, but for its hope. I hope that resilience and compassion and solidarity can win through amid this fog of war and fear and propaganda. BDS worked to deal with apartheid South Africa. It is needed for Israel too. And to prove it does work, Israel have just been dealt a very heavy blow that might now ground some of its air military operations at that. It's big, and it's something ordinary working class people here in the UK have managed to bring about. Get all the details of that story in this video recommendation here as your suggested next watch. Please do also hit like, share and subscribe if you haven't done so already, so as to ensure you don't miss out on all new daily content, as well as spreading the word and helping support the channel at the very same time, which is very much appreciated. Holding power to account for ordinary working class people. And I will hopefully catch you on the next vid. Cheers, folks.